You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Wednesday called for an end to the unacceptable carnage in Syria, and he prayed for those killed or affected by a bomb attack in a Russian subway. The Pope's appeal and his prayers for the suffering came during the weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square.
Esprimo la mia ferma deplorazione per l'inaccettabile strage.
I firmly deplore the unacceptable carnage, Pope Francis said, that took place yesterday in Idlib province, where scores of helpless people, including many children, were killed.
Tra cui tanti bambini.
It is with horror that we witness the events that have taken place in Syria, the Pope said, as he recalled a chemical gas attack in which 72 people, including 20 children, were killed in a rebel-held town in northern Syria on Tuesday. Dozens of other civilians were also injured in the attack. And while the Pope said he is praying for the victims of that attack and for their families, he issued an urgent appeal to the consciences of those who have political responsibilities, both on a local and on an international level, to halt this tragedy and to bring relief to the population that has been sorely tried by war for far too long.
Faccio appello alla coscienza di quanti hanno responsabilità politiche.
Pope Francis also had words of encouragement for those who, notwithstanding the insecurity, are continuing in their efforts to bring help to the inhabitants of the war-torn region.
Incoraggio altresì gli sforzi.
And highlighting another tragedy of the past few days, the Pope said he is praying for the victims of Monday's subway bomb attack in the Russian city of St. Petersburg, which killed 14 people and injured 50 others.
Di San Pietroburgo.
He said he is close to all those who are suffering because of this dramatic event, which, he said, has caused a sense of loss and confusion to the Russian people. I'm Linda Bordoni.